Singing has always been a big part of life at Yale, no matter what you're studying. Art major, later actor Vincent Price, and music major, later minister William Sloan Coffin sang in the Glee Club. And so did Cole Porter, one of America's most popular composers, who wrote a football song celebrating Yale's mascot. Another alum is Richard Brookhiser, who's now senior editor at the conservative magazine National Review. In college, he was already active in politics. He recalls he enjoyed the wide cross-section of people he met in the Glee Club.
These were people who weren't into politics or didn't share my politics necessarily. But when you were singing, that didn't matter because you were all focused on the music and having a good time doing the music.
The Glee Club performs a mixture of spirituals, folk songs, and serious classical music.
And that also showed someone who was maybe snobbish like I was that all these different kinds of music have a value.
The Yale Glee Club dates back to February 1861, and in all this time, there have only been seven conductors. 93-year-old Stowe Phelps sang under the fourth one, Marshall Bartholomew, known as Barty.
Barty was a wonderful, affable teacher and conductor. He made us work hard and insisted upon perfection.
We're bound away across the wide.
Barty arranged dozens of folk songs and spirituals for what was then an all-male Glee Club. Jeffrey Dalma, current conductor of the Glee Club, says it was no wonder that a music publisher snapped up those arrangements to sell to other groups.
From our vantage point in 2011, they seem very old-fashioned. But they were very fresh and very exciting, and that's why his collection of Songs of Yale was the staple of male chorus repertoire for decades. Still is, actually.
Barty led the Glee Club for over three decades, and his successor, Fenno Heath, spent nearly four decades conducting and composing for the group. In 1969, during his tenure, Yale went co-ed, and so did the Glee Club. Stowe Phelps was not the only alumnus to have mixed feelings about losing the male Glee Club.
Mother of men grown strong in giving, honor to them my life's anthem.
There is a passion, there is a vigor, there is a forcefulness, which is more thrilling.
But the Glee Club survived and thrived as a mixed chorus. Yale students down through the years have found the Glee Club's rehearsal room in Hendry Hall a refuge from academic and other pressures. Roy Byrd was there in the 1960s when...
Being black at Yale was a big deal. Being black in the Glee Club was no bigger a deal than Yale generally. And in fact, because we had something common with one another in the Glee Club, it was a small deal.
Byrd was also one of the Glee Club's soloists. Prochi Mukherjee arrived at the Yale Law School in 1972.
There I was, a student from India, very far away from home. And the Yale Glee Club really was my door to making friends and to meeting people. It was a wonderful experience to have a common language in music.
Everyone agrees that the friends they made in the Glee Club are friends for life. Touring reinforces those friendships with concerts across the country every winter and tours abroad every other summer. Conductor Jeffrey Dalma considers the social element key to his group.
We're not only trying to serve the music and the composer, and we're not only singing for the audience, but we're also singing for each other. And we want to get it right for each other.
One friend of mine jokingly called Glee Club a nostalgia factory.
Political science major Mari Oy is a senior in this year's group.
The continuity of Glee Club across time for the last 150 years, that's something I hadn't thought about as much until my senior year. I'm hoping we'll still be kicking for the 200th reunion and we'll be able to come back to Hendry and bawl our eyes out.
Saturday's reunion concert will feature 75 years worth of Glee Club members on stage together, from Stowe Phelps, class of 1939, through current Glee Club freshman, class of 2014. For VOA News, I'm Naomi Lewin.